Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, welcome to Foot Traffic. We're talking vision boards today, and we're talking about how to get them to actually work. I am not a crafty person. I'm not going to go through all this trouble to put a few pictures on the wall. I want to make sure if I'm doing something like this, it's actually going to pay off. So let's talk about how to not just create a vision board, but let's talk about how to actually get those things to happen in real life. Okay, so a couple things. First of all, what's really exciting is we just did this with our team. So I would love for those of you that have a team, I'd love for you to rip that off and use it because it was a game changer for us. And I'll explain in a minute what that looked like. So let me explain what a vision board actually is. Okay. First, goals are what you're trying to do. We just wrapped up our Plan to Profit Challenge. It was the week of December 13th. So feel free to go back and listen to the 5 episodes on the podcast. It is a big goal setting workshop for the new year, right? Goals are what we're trying to do. The vision board is what you're going to reward yourself with, right? It's why are we working this hard? What are we working for? Why are we doing this? Like, there's a lot of things that can come up. And when you can go over there and look at that vision board and go, okay, that's right. This is what I want. This is what I'm shooting for. It really keeps you motivated. Okay. So, you know, this isn't this big, like woo-woo manifestation of all of this, right? There's definitely, you can put in as much of that or as little of that as you want. But honestly, for those of you that are completely not into that, it's motivation for you. It's a reminder. It's a trigger of this is what you said. You want it. Now let's go make it happen. Okay. Now, for those of you that have that are more visual and you'd really like to see what I'm talking about, I have a YouTube video on my channel that is, you can actually see how we're doing this. I show my vision board off. Definitely go check it out. I will link that video to the show notes if you want to watch. We also said, because we gave this to our team as well, we said to the team, hey, we're going to create these vision boards together. If you don't know how to do it, you know, here's my video of how I created mine. So the team got an idea of what it looks like to create a vision board. That's also a great video to share with your team as well. Now, if I didn't think they worked, I wouldn't have done this with my entire team. Like, my team is on payroll. When I am paying them to do vision boards, I must understand that there is a return on my investment, right? So I want you to realize this is a big thing. Not only do I want to remind myself what I'm working for, I want to make sure they remember what they're working for and what's possible to them because of the job they're in, right? We're in an incredible opportunity where it's not like this is a business where it's corporate and they might get a 2-point-something% raise next year, right? We have a lot of commissions and incentives and bonuses in our business, and I want them to know the sky is the limit. So if you have big dreams of owning that fancy car or that massive house or you name it, I wanted them to know you can create that here. We can create that together. And it was really, really powerful to do this with them. It was also really fun to get to know them in a different way. I didn't know that 4 of my team members can sing, like sing well, some of them singing professionally, right? Had no idea. People that you just know at on a certain level from work and you're like, oh, you do that? You like that? You want to do that? Wow. You like to cook. You don't like to cook. Wait, all those things, right? So it was fun to see the common things we were all shooting for. So really, it was an eye-opener for me to see there was a common theme with some of my employees of wanting to be financially free. And maybe some of them wanted real estate. I'm like, oh, I don't know if you want to hear this from me, but I can tell you how I got into real estate. And people were like, yes, like we would love that, right? So it was really cool to see how I could support the team in a different way. And then maybe how somebody else on the team could support the rest of the team in a different way, knowing this is what some people are looking for. So it was really fun and I'm super excited we did it and we will definitely continue that for sure. It'll be something we bring out on a regular basis because what I see is when we're looking at, you know, evaluations and where do you want to go and how much do you want to make? And when somebody says, I want a raise, right? Great. Pull out your vision board. What are we shooting for here? What are we doing? What do you need? What are you doing with this money? Where are you going to put it? Like, let's talk about it. How do we get you that Range Rover? How do we get you your kids in private school? Let's talk about it. Let's go deeper. So it was really fun. Anyway, how many times am I going to say it was really fun? It was really cool. So let's talk about how do you actually do this? So a big question we got was how many things should we put on there? This is really a personal preference, right? I will say though, just like goal setting, if you come with like a million goals, a lot of times it's hard to focus. You don't know where to go first. So not that I'm an expert at vision boards, but I will say I would try to keep the pictures. Don't go crazy. Okay. Keep it more to a minimum. But if you have like 15 pictures of all these trips and the theme is travel, to me, that's just one goal, right? That is one piece of what you want to reward yourself with and it's travel. So I'm okay with 15 travel photos if the whole theme is one thing and it's travel. Okay. Same thing with health. You might have a new gym, you know, like a gym set up at home. You might have a picture of like somebody's body that you're like, this is what I'm, or a picture of yourself from a few years ago, right? You might have a whole section on health, but the theme is one singular thing. And that is to be healthier, right? So be careful that you don't have so many things because what happens is you'll actually just like you'll overwhelm yourself with a million goals and maybe not do any, you'll look at that and go, that's never going to happen, right? So I want you to know like the one thing is always going to be so important is to know where your focus is going. Okay. So how do you make this board? Well, first of all, it can be digital. It can be physical. Doesn't matter where. Okay. You can cut things out of magazines. You can go on Pinterest and screenshot photos, Google photos, screenshot them. It's funny because you could tell like the crafty people, the people that really got into it and went to Hobby Lobby and did all the things. And then you can see the people were like, this is, and then maybe it was digital and plain or it was digital and they made it on Canva and it was gorgeous, right? Everyone is so different. So you do you. Like, don't go be somebody you're not, or you'll never create this vision board. Okay. Sarah on our team, this was cool. She said she actually was putting it, she didn't do this part yet, but she was putting all the photos from Pinterest on a board and she was laminating it and she was putting it on her desk. So every day she's going to stare at her desk and see it, which I think is a really cool idea. So it doesn't matter where it goes or how it's made. And I don't know if I said this in detail. So one of the things I do, this is my strategy. I go to Pinterest, I screenshot photos, I add those photos to a Google Doc, I print that Google Doc, I cut it out and I stick it on my vision board. I have nice boards from Hobby Lobby. I didn't craft anything. I just bought them and I had my husband put them on my wall. And on my wall, I just stick it with a pin. And anytime something new comes along, I'll throw it on there. So one of my vision board items is I want to build a home in Florida. So I have the model home that I want to build with the builder I want to build with, and that I will just pin that right to the board. So get specific, get really specific. And one thing I shared, I almost bought a car this weekend and we've been looking at this car for a really long time and it's been on the vision board for a really long time. And we never test drove the car. We just love the look of the car. Okay. We go to buy the car. I mean, I literally thought I was walking out with the car, especially these days. Cars go so fast that if they had it, we actually didn't even believe they had it because cars are selling out everywhere that we're like, well, if it's there, we're going to have to buy it. Right. So we go there, we get in the car, we're super excited. And we were so claustrophobic. It was so tight compared to my current car. Both of us were just like, there's no way, like we can't. So my point here is go test drive the car that you're going to put on your vision board before you have it on your vision board for 10 years and then be thoroughly disappointed. And here's another thing. I had no other cars on my radar. So now I'm starting from scratch of like, what car do I want? Right. I wish I would have jumped in and test drove a car 5 years ago. And then I wouldn't have put it on my list and I would have test drove something else. Right. So the model home, I've already been in it. Like I have already experienced that Florida home. I am envisioning it. Tanner and Tegan know which bedroom their bedroom is going to be. Like we are living in this house and it doesn't even exist yet. Okay. What's cool is that will be the home. Tanner's bedroom will be the bedroom she picked out. Like all of it will come to life. And that's super exciting. Okay. So where should you post it? Like, let's talk about physical, digital, all the things. Okay. I did have a digital one for a little bit and it was just a Google Doc that I opened up every morning. I will tell you that I all of a sudden forgot to do it and then just never did it anymore versus something that is physically there that you can't miss. So I have this weird like biohacking. I show it in the YouTube video. I have this weird biohacking machine that's like a vibration machine. And I love it during the middle of the day when I've been sitting all day. It like shakes your whole body. There's all this biohacking stuff that goes with it. I'm not going to explain it on this episode. But I sit on it for 10 minutes and above it is my vision board. So for 10 minutes, I stare at the board and I look at the Florida home and I look at the palm trees and I imagine like walking down the road with the weather, like all of the things, right? Like I am there. When I am done with that 10 minute break, I like sit down on my computer and I just go, go, go. Cause I'm thinking I'm going to buy that Florida house like that's exciting. Okay. So it doesn't matter if it's on your phone as a screensaver, right? If it's physical, digital, et cetera, just make sure you have a trigger to remind yourself to see it. So a screensaver, okay. How many times a day do you check your phone? Like screensaver is a great one. If you use it on the screen behind all the apps, I have something there. I never ever see that because there's so many apps, you don't notice it. So a screensaver, like the lock screen, probably is the best place to put it. And then physical, like when Sarah said the desk thing, I thought that was actually really smart, but just some place you're actually going to remember to look or it's naturally going to show you. Okay. How often should you look at it, update it, et cetera. So you update it as often as you want. When you see something is no longer in alignment, like for instance, I didn't take that car off there. I just was there yesterday. I don't know why I didn't think to do that. I need to remove the car. It's no longer something I need to be staring at. In fact, when I look at it, I'm going to think, man, I'm disappointed, right? So remove the car. Update things when that's like, yeah, you know what? We don't want to do that anymore. Remove it. Just get it off there. Okay. And when you really have something strong that you are deciding you want, go put it on there. Like you can update it. It's not a once a year thing. Go do this. And if you're listening to this in like April, great, great time to do a vision board. It doesn't matter when it is, right? Everybody thinks about it in December and January, but I want you just to build it whenever. Okay. Now, how often should you look at it? I love it on a daily basis. It's actually really good before bedtime or right before you meditate. Okay. So when you go to sleep, there are things your brain is doing, your subconscious is doing, you don't even realize. If you were to look at that vision board before you went to sleep, trust me, you are stepping into the person who you need to become to receive those things, right? So even just glancing at it, having it on your screensaver and looking at that phone one last time before you go to bed, which I know you're not supposed to look at your screen before you go to bed, but maybe it's right next to your bed, right? Whatever it is you want to do, go for it. I also think get your kids involved, right? If you have children and they are a priority, and I'm sure they are if you're listening to this podcast, right? If you are experiencing some of these things with them, have them do it with you. So we have a Disney cruise ship on there and it's been on there for a long time. We were going to go right before COVID hit. We were like booking it and then COVID hit and obviously not anymore. So we are going on one for spring break this March. So we've been staring at that Disney cruise ship for so long and it was so cute because Tegan, they love the vibration machine, right? They just goof around on it. So Tegan's on the vibration machine and she says to me, when are we going on that cruise ship? Cause she knew we booked it, but she doesn't know, you know, she's sick. She doesn't understand like when anything is. So I was like, no, we're going on at spring break. So just hold tight. Like it's happening, right? They get really excited. And when we booked the trip and I showed them like it was booked, the first thing she said was, that's on our vision board. Like they're even understanding and realizing that we're actually doing the things we said we were going to do, which is pretty cool. So get the kids involved, get the team involved. Kent actually made one. I couldn't even believe it. So the best part is, I've obviously wanted Kent to do stuff like this for years. which you know how it is. Like he's not going to do it. Like he's not listening to me. And then somebody on my team, Lori, who said, I want everybody to do this. Please have this done by this meeting. She assigned it to Kent. And all of a sudden one day he's at the counter on the counter doing something. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm making a vision board. And he was so annoyed. And I was like, yes, like, I love it. He had three things on there. Three things. But the three things he really wants. And it was cool to even just see what those things were. And I think actually he had four and he already bought one of the things he had. Cause I said, you do realize you could get that now. Like that's like, and even having that conversation was pretty cool. So all good stuff coming from the vision board. I'll put the link for the YouTube video in the show notes. Use that link, share it with your team, watch it for yourself to learn how to go and create one. And this isn't something I would wait on. If you don't have one or you need to update it, time to go do this. This is the thing that's going to empower you, motivate you, get you ready for the biggest and best year you've ever had. So plan to profit mixed with this episode, like you've got everything you need to really excel this year. So I'd love to DM us, shout us out on social. If you want to be real brave and show your vision board and tag us, go for it. And here's the thing. Don't feel, I used to feel weird, especially before I did that YouTube video and I showed my things. I thought, oh, what are people going to think when they see the house, the car, all the things, right? I now realize when I show my vision board, I'm inspiring other people that anything is possible. And if you want to put that right on there, like you can have anything. I can get anything. You can get anything. Like we get to have it all. Like that's what a powerhouse is. That's why we love that word so much. So have a phenomenal rest of your day. Go out there and start creating that vision board. Tag me on Instagram on IG at Stacey Tushel. All right. See you soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our mastermind info session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytushel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytushel.com/info session.